A Finnish icebreaker just set a record for the earliest and fastest trip through the Arctic's Northwest Passage. The MSV Nordica took 24 days to travel the more than 6,200-mile route connecting the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. The previous record was 25 days in 2008, a Canadian ship. And of course, 100 years ago, it was impossible. But much of the ice that once made the passage impassable has melted. Journalists from the AP traveled with the crew to study climate change. AP reporter Frank Jordans joins us by Skype from Greenland, where they landed on Saturday. Frank, what was the passage like?
It was an amazing journey. Very few people have enjoyed this kind of trip, this kind of experience. The Northwest Passage has only been open for about 100 years. And during the course of that time, less than 500 ships passed through the passage. And we were one of them, and we did it in record time and early.
Yeah, well, and you are along to study the effects of climate change. Yeah, thrilling to set this record, but it also means that the thing that you're studying is worse than ever.
Yes, of course, it's always difficult to say what exactly climate change did this year that made it so much easier. There are several factors at play that we had very favorable weather conditions this year. We were very well prepared. We had a fantastic crew and great icebreaker. But, of course, we also encountered very little sea ice.
So you got to see how it's diminishing. Scientists predict the Northwest Passage might be ice-free by 2050, and this, of course, in the summer, if the levels of warming continue. But what else did you see? I mean, what a glorious time to be just away from it all. What kind of sea life did you see?
Yes, it's a very different world up there than anything I have experienced before. And I think most people would be the same. First of all, it's sunny almost all day. So there's a lot of light. You have this very sort of alien landscape, no trees. When you're in the ice, all this white around you, and the wildlife. I mean, at first, we were just accompanied by a few birds, but then after a few days in the Northwest Passage, we saw our first polar bear. And that obviously is an amazing experience to see these fantastic creatures in the wild. We also saw narwhals, which are whales known for their tusk. And they have one tusk protruding out the front. They're known as the unicorns of the sea. And of course, dozens and dozens of seal species and Arctic birds, yes.
The polar bear, polar bears depend on the sea ice to go out and hunt for fish. Sort of some of the native peoples there, the Inuit population, they are endangered because of the shrinking ice. And of course, you were on an icebreaker. Did you have to break the ice? Did you have to use the ship's capability to do that?
No, that's a very good question. Actually, the captain and the ice navigator told us, somewhat to our surprise, that the main objective is not to break ice.
I was wondering about that. Yeah, because it's breaking and disappearing anyway.
Indeed, where possible, the icebreaker tries to simply drive through floes that it then pushes aside, or around large ones that it doesn't really need to break if it can circumvent them. When it's not possible otherwise, the icebreaker can break ice in several different ways, and obviously one that's built for this purpose alone is very good at doing so.
You had a reminder of just how much things have changed. There was that famous expedition, 1845, British explorer John Franklin trying to find the Northwest Passage. Then, of course, it was entirely ice-locked. They never made it, trapped by the sea ice. The whole crew died from, you know, starvation and the cold. Their ships were found in 2014 and 2016. We understand, according to AP reporting, around where you guys saw the first polar bear there. Well, that must have been chilling to think of what had happened to another crew going through it another time.
Yes, the Northwest Passage has resulted in a grim fate for many an explorer over the centuries. And the most famous one is obviously this Franklin expedition. Two huge British Navy ships stacked with years worth of provisions and experienced sailors on board. And the ice conditions were different back then. They did get caught in sea ice. Once they got caught, there was no way for them to break out. These were sailing ships. And so they had to try and wait through one winter and hope that they would be able to break out the next summer. And they didn't manage that. And so after 3 years, all of the crew had perished.
A cautionary tale. That's AP reporter Frank Jordans. He was on the Finnish icebreaker that just made the earliest known transit through the Northwest Passage. We'll link you to his stories, photographs from his colleagues, also on board at hearenow.org. Frank, lucky trip. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.